Good morning, Gary, and welcome.
Good morning, Rosemary. How are you today?
I'm a whole lot better than I think you are, Gary, but I won't persecute you for too long. Tell us what we can expect to see in our Sentinel this week.
Well, thank you, Rosemary. Yes, calling from COVID quarantine. But here we are looking at the Sentinel news this week. Big story, of course, is calls for a busway or bus transit lanes, at the very least, as a way of easing the traffic congestion on the Bruce Highway.
Mm.
We were talking to Ray Morgan from Hornibrook Bus Lines. Ray is the operations manager there, and he has said, yes, if there could be better planning for bus services around the houses, they could offer more reliable services. They could certainly be more attractive to commuters. But one of the biggest solutions would be if the state government would come to the party and build in busway lanes rather than, let's not just make the Bruce Highway wider and wider and wider. Mm. Let's actually put in some way for buses to be able to run, just like they do in Brisbane. Why does Brisbane get busways but we don't up here in the Moreton Bay? That's the big question. Now, Rosemary, from there, of course, we've got big news. There's a fantastic veterans service that operates out of Lowood RSL. It's called the Veterans Advocacy Community of Practice. Now, even though it's based in Lowood, It actually operates all around Australia. They do advocacy service on behalf of veterans. This work has been recognised by the federal government with a $142,000 grant to help keep them operating. And that's a fantastic thing. Mm. They go into bat for veterans. They help them out. That doesn't matter where the veteran is based, whether they don't have to be in the Lowood area. They could be anywhere in Australia. In fact, they even help people overseas with their veteran affairs needs.
Mm.
And this is just a terrific service. Best of all, it's all online and digital. So they got through the pandemic without any problems at all. They were able to continue operating because for them, it was business as normal. Now, Rosemary, I know that we are a little bit pushed for time, but I would love to do a shout out to the three Tamafai sisters
who
are senior ladies rugby league for the Caboolture Snakes. So it's Imogen, Jasmine and Tamsin.
Yeah.
And they have got the rare triple, I suppose you would say, that all three sisters are all playing for the Caboolture Snakes Open Ladies Rugby League team all at the same time. They've had a fantastic career with the Snakes, and for them this is a dream come true.
Well done, girls. Well done. That's lovely. I'm going to let you go, Gary, because you sound a little like I did a week or two ago, so I understand how you feel. I do thank you for talking to us this morning, though. And listeners, that was Gary Worrell, the editor of the Sentinel News. Make sure you get your copy. Gary, talk to you next week.
Thank you, Rosemary. Talk to you very soon, and thanks to all the listeners on 101.5 FM for picking up the Sentinel News every week.